So I've had the privilege again to really investigate and learn Java again for no other than Paul Dytle. And why am I learning Java again? Because I have to review the 9th edition of his book, and it's coming up chapter by chapter. I had the privilege of reviewing chapter 8, and really it's a brilliant book. If you just come out of university, you don't understand what's going on and how to program in Java, you want to learn that first job, it really is a great educational tool, and I recommend it. So chapter eight is about objects and a deeper look into object classes, and tells you how to create your first class, how to write default constructor, how to write getters and setters, explains the three types of accessor, or rather four types of accessibilities that you can have, like public, protected and private. Of course, that fourth one we all call default, and how we can write static methods. Really excellent book, and it has a great deal of detail. For example, it even covers finally the finalized methods, or final methods, which are the basis of final data fields, which are the basis of immutable objects in other languages, how to write Java concurrent immutable objects, and avoid synchronization problems in multi-threaded applications. But just let give you the sense of the excellent writing, I'm just going to read you a little section. Section 8 of section 10 of chapter 8, which is called Garbage Collection Method Finalized. Every class in Java has the methods of class object in package java.lang, one of which is the finalize method. This method is really used because it can cause performance problems, and there's some uncertainty as to whether it will get called. Nevertheless, because the finalize is part of every class, we discuss it here to help you understand its intended purpose. The complete details of the finalize method are beyond the scope of this book, and most programmers should not use it. You'll soon see why. You'll learn more about this class object in chapter 9. Every object uses system resources such as memory. We need a disciplined way to give resources back to the system when they're no longer needed. Of course, resource leaks might occur that would prevent them from being reused by your program or possibly other programs. The JVM performs automatic garbage collection to reclaim the memory occupied by the objects that are no longer used. When there are no references to an object, the object is eligible to be collected. This typically occurs when the JVM executes its garbage collector. So memory leaks that are common in other languages like C and C++, because memory is not automatically reclaimed in those languages, are less likely in Java, but some can still happen in subtle ways. Other types of resource leaks can occur. For example, an application may open a file on disk to modify its contents. If it does not close the file, the application must terminate before any other application can use it. The finalize method is called by the garbage collector to perform termination housekeeping on the object just before the garbage collector reclaims the object's memory. The method finalize does not take parameters and has the return type of void. A problem with the method finalize is that the garbage collector is not guaranteed to execute at a specified time. In fact, the garbage collector may never execute before a program terminates. Thus, it is unclear or when the method finalize will be called. For this reason, most programmers should avoid the method finalize. And I think that is brilliant. It's brilliant because it's a very clear description of the problems that we have in the world of Java, and also a way into the future of, and in that in Java SE 7 there's definitely a new specification now out which has the try resources, and that might solve a lot of these issues and avoid memory leaks and resource leaks.